Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.
Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and joining me today is the one and only Terrence Guess out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome, Terrence.
Thank you so much, Taylor. I greatly appreciate it. It's a joy to be here, and I'm honored. I am honored.
Well, we're excited to have you. And you've been on the podcast, I don't know, it must be like 8 months ago or something like that, right?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I had my big brother, or little brother, rather, Jordan Yawn, join me. But yeah, it was a good time.
Oh, we love Jordan. He's awesome. Well, okay, so tell us a little bit about you. How did you get into the mortgage industry?
Yeah, how, right? So I always had a background or a good yearn for financial services. And I remember a good friend of mine, Jerry Mercer, back in 2003, he took me to dinner and he treated. And he said, man, you got to get into this whole mortgage thing. And at the time, I was just a financial analyst or so at the bank. And he showed me his paycheck. And that was my motivation. I have to be honest. That was my motivation for getting into mortgage brokering, lending, loan officer, all that good stuff, literally 20 years ago.
Wow. So, from that dinner, fast forward to now, right? Like, yeah. What's the fire that's in your belly? What's kept you passionate?
Gotcha. Well, first and foremost, I'll tell everyone, it's not the money. It's not the money. It's great living that you can make, but it's definitely not the finances, because you got to have something that you can hold on to. And literally, Taylor, what it is that it's getting to sit down and get belly to belly with that home buyer, whether it's your first time or it's your 10th time. Having a trusted advisor on the other side of the table like myself, and someone who is advising on, you know, how to structure your income, your assets and credit, how to understand your payment shock. What does it mean to have a bankruptcy, foreclosure? What does all those things mean? But being that trusted advisor to advise and get someone across the finish line, that's the passion. That's the belly in the fire, or the fire in the belly, excuse me. But that's it just right there.
Yeah. Well, and let's talk about advice to somebody who's just getting into the industry, you know, and from an experience standpoint, what would you say, like, how do you go about building trust? Because not only is trust so important for your buyers, but it's so important for your agents and everybody that's in the process to be able to trust you. So how do you go about building trust?
I stay 100% transparent. My transparency, I would say, is second to none. But the transparency of just really letting folks know where they are, where they're going, and how we're going to get there, the sooner the better, right? So good, bad, or indifferent. But I think it starts with being 100% transparent and being a little vulnerable to the client, right? We don't know it all. So you explain to the client that, you know, yes, they're going to have folks in their ear that bought a house yesterday, last year, 3 years ago. Don't listen to them or listen to them, but listen to them with a deaf ear, because your buying experience is your buying experience. And so just really trying to gain that trust, being available and being 100% transparent with them. And, you know, good news travels. But if there's bad news, you got to get that to travel as well. So you got to be upfront and honest, and you got to be a super, super thick skin, right? Which I don't know if I have or not, but you got to have thick skin.
I think it's good to feel some emotion too, and you can have thick skin. But walk us through.
Thank you,
that's
Taylor.
Kind of the upfront, right? So that's like your first conversations, your process conversations, and then thereafter, how are you staying in front of your past customers, and what should that look like?
Yeah, I stay in front of my past customers just, you know, with the CRMs and the tools that we have here at Atlantic Bay. So it allows me, it makes it easy, a little bit easier to stay in front of them. But, whether it be a warm phone call or a video that may send, or even a text message. But definitely staying in front of current clients and past clients. We reach out, 30 days after closing, we reach out 6 months after closing, and then we send you a card, a home anniversary card. Another thing that I do is that every person that I talk to, every person, if I get your email address, I get your telephone number, you get an email from me saying happy birthday. How cool is that, right? So it's always trying to be top of mind, but just in front of folks and just sharing information. We do that via social media. Here in a second, I'm going to do it my own State of the Union address after we talked with Brian Buffini yesterday. So I think there were some great points that Brian provided that I can share with my realtors, my buyers, and also the builders that I work with. So I think, info sharing is key, but being able just to share just with other peers, even at other banking institutions, you got to share and you got to, understand that we're all in this together. No one is just getting a type of client who has all this money to put down and has this great credit. We're all in this game together, and just a matter of just staying, just staying in flow, staying in flow. I think that's a good way to do it.
I love it. And I think, like, to your point, givers gain, right? So if you're constantly providing value and showing
Yes.
everyone, hey, look, this is what's going on, then agents specifically need to hear it. And I think they don't know what they don't know. So being able to take
Correct.
something that Brian Buffini, whether or not they watched it, said, and by the way, I'm like 20 minutes into that recording from I listened to it for a bit today, and I just got so much out of it. Tell me one of the things that you walked away from that conversation.
Man, what did I, it was a lot of nuggets, right? It was a lot of nuggets. But one of the things that I walked away with, and it was actually kind of funny, but it's something that we continue to hear a lot, is when Brian said, we know your buyers are saying, hey, I'm going to wait until the market crashes. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The market's not crashing. One, because we're in a different kind of market. Listening to Brian say, you understand that in past markets, when we were in a recession, you may have buyers who have trouble, making payments, and then what would happen? They'd go through a short sale or foreclosure. Well, that's not happening because borrowers have extended and tons of equity in their homes, so they're able to sell their homes and still make top dollar and still walk away with something. So it was just a lot of eye-opening things that we do know, Taylor, but it's always good to hear just someone who is an expert in the business just to share this is the kind of market that you're in. You're in a market where, really buyers are really, if anything from before, they're not, it's not so much the interest rate, they're talking about payment. What is my payment? What is my comfortable payment? What can I afford? What can I afford until rates come down, right? And so just being able to, again, explain that to a buyer, whether it be new or someone who's coming back again, and really relate to them because it's scary. And then the other word that I liked and I wrote it down, it was FOMO. FOMO. So I gave you three. FOMO, fear of missing out. And that's what our buyers, I believe, are experiencing more than ever is that fear of missing out. They hear from you, they hear from me, they hear from CNN, MSNBC. They hear from all these folks about being a homeowner, being a homeowner. And we've drilled that part in their head. They get it. But then it's like, how do I become a homeowner? Should I be buying right now versus maybe waiting or and things of that sort? And I tell folks all the time, if you can buy, buy. If you're not prepared to buy, wait. Simple as that.
Right. Yeah, I know. There was a lot that I got out of it too. And I think that every economist, the biggest piece for me was every economist is pointing to the fact that rates will go down. And
Yes.
then did you hear the MBS Highway report from today talking that appreciation is going 5 to 10% annually this year, which that's the biggest indicator that we're not in any sort of a crash in any capacity, really. And everything just, it's an interesting and unique time. But like you said, if you can afford to buy, which I think in Buffini's presentation, it said something to the effect of 3.5 million homeowner or renters make over $150,000. You can
Correct.
afford. You just don't know it yet, or you're fear-mongered. You've listened to the
Exactly.
news and now you just don't know which way's up from down. It's an interesting time,
100%.
that's for sure.
Agreed. Agreed. Agreed a
Walk
thousand
us
percent.
through kind of one of your, do you have any success stories that you'd like to share from a homeowner? Maybe it's a someone who didn't have the best credit and you really held their hand for a couple of years, or maybe it's a repeat in an investment property. Share with us something that's resonated on your heart.
Yeah, well, one is most recent is we had a buyer who was purchasing a home with a builder that I'm a preferred lender. However, the buyer, they came in and they said, "No, look, I have my lender. I went through their process. I'm approved. I'm good, and I'm gonna go down this path." So they went down the path and things of that sort. But then they were supposed to close the end of last month on June 30th, and for whatever reason, their current lender said, "Sorry, can't make it happen. We can't do it, and we're declining your loan." And so that buyer was devastated, as you can imagine. But the builder sent them my contact information, and then I spoke with her. And we did an application together. She sent all her documents that she had just sent the lender, and we have an approval. Why do we have an approval? Because common sense. It's a common sense piece of underwriting that we have. The other reason why we have an approval is it's just the kind of way we structure loans, right? We have a way of diving down and asking our buyers, we're going to totally undress you financially, personally, everything else. Tell me everything up front. The more you tell me, the less I have to dig. And if I have to dig, then the longer it's going to take. But with all that being said, we have a closing that's set up for her. She is cleared to close, and she's going to close this Friday. How cool is that, right? So, not denied, but delayed. So, or delayed, not denied, whatever the case may be. But she'll remember us. We'll remember her. And again, it's just a shout to, anyone who says, "Hey, I got my lender." Great, you got your lender. It's always good to have a second, even third choice, just because things happen. And when you're trying to fit into these boxes, and we learn that circles necessarily don't fit into a square peg, or maybe that's the other way around. But with that being said, you have to make sure that you have other options, because things are changing, ladies and gentlemen. Rules are getting more stringent, and you need someone, again, who's going to be upfront and honest, but who's going to basically be able to take you from 0 to 100. And that's what Atlantic Bay does.
I love it. I love that. Well, tell us how you're lending forward. Now we're on the second half of 2023, right? It's July 4th has passed us. That means it's go time for the latter half of the year. How are you lending forward?
So how I'm lending forward, and this is personal, near dear to my heart, but we've sponsored a Title I school here in Charlotte, North Carolina, where in the month of during the month of October, excuse me, during the month of August, we're going to be collecting school bags, so brand new book bags. We're asking our partners who've been blessed. I don't want to hear that I haven't closed the loan. I don't want to hear that. You've been blessed. You've been rocking out. Everybody's traveling. But I need you to put together some for a brand new school bag, put together some school supplies, some notebooks, minimum of three. But we want to send our kids back to school in style, ready and prepared, more impacted than ever. And that's what we're going to do from a TEG Mortgage Atlantic Bay perspective. So that is our lending forward opportunity that we're doing over the next 30 days or so.
I love it. That is awesome. Those kids are going to be so excited, and all thanks to you. Well, this isn't the last you're going to hear from Terrence. There's so much more to come through Lending Forward. So thank you, Terrence, for being here.
Thank you for having me, Taylor. I appreciate it.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in lending forward. So go lend something forward today.